Now, this mortgage crisis has turned people's lives upside down. And last week, President Bush said if folks are at risk of losing their homes, the government should help.
One such action is to help people stay in their homes. We got some of our citizens purchased mortgages that they can't afford now. Hopefully they didn't get deceived. And if they did, the government has a responsibility to take care of that.
Of course, some parts of the country are being hit harder than others. The city of Cleveland, Ohio, is actually suing the mortgage lender Countrywide and 20 other banking entities. The city argues these institutions made loans to folks they knew couldn't pay them back. And with thousands of foreclosures on the books in 2007, some are saying the housing crisis in Cleveland is worse than the devastation caused after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Joining the conversation to help explain what's happening in Cleveland, we've got Danielle Lumpkin. She's a realtor and project manager with the Progressive Urban Real Estate in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, you know, you've been working in the market for years. What was the market like 4 years ago when you started, and how has it changed?
I think when I started in the market, we were at the lowest of lows in rates, and people were really excited to buy. And so it was a really healthy turning market. Shortly after that, though, we started to see this trend. Like you said, sometimes things lag in the sense that, you know, a trend and with the foreclosures and stuff was brewing up. The market was shifting, and now we're moving into the position where we are now. So when I entered the market, you know, I feel like it was really healthy. We were promoting home ownership at its best. We had so many mortgage companies and brokers out there just lending and people wanting to be homeowners.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what has changed for you. During that heyday, what was a typical day in your life like? And then now, as things are much more shaky, what's a typical day in your life like?
I think in the heyday, we saw there was this healthy balance between supply of houses and the demand for the houses in our market. And what I could typically see is working with a lot of first-time home buyers during that period, people getting really great rates in the 4% for some. And then, you know, in our marketplace, you know, Cleveland's generally a really affordable place to buy a home and a good place for people to obtain. It's homeownership is attainable for a lot of people here because of prices of our homes in our area. You know, today we see those same people losing their homes, and it's just a few short years later. And I think we can attribute it to the products that they were put in, the loan products, and then the kind of irresponsibility of both the consumer and the mortgage banks.
So, sorry to interrupt you. When you say loan product, you're talking about some of these subprime loans.
Most of the subprime loans. And then just a lot of the creative financing that we saw during that time, which allowed a lot of people to be homeowners and business appeared to be good. And people were buying and becoming homeowners and seeing that American dream. That's exactly what I mean, the subprime product and the creative financing that really plagued during that time.
So when you think about some of your clients who may be in a tight spot and trying to sell, can you give us a story of someone who's really pressed against the wall?
Well, I think particularly in our market, what we have now is, like other places, we have a major supply of sellers wanting to sell their homes and not a large increase of people wanting to buy. And with our Senate bill that passed last year, trying to combat the predatory lending and the subprime loans as such, that's pushing a lot of people that were buying in years past out of the market. And so particularly what I find is that I have a customer now that had purchased a new construction project in the city. It was part of urban revitalization about 7 years ago. Well, what happened is we haven't seen any appreciation, real appreciation, in our market since then. It's been steady. I won't say, you know, there's been a decline, but now that the market is so soft and the foreclosures are high, there's a lot of competition out there for my seller, and people are frustrated, wanting to move on with their lives, and they're above their head, you know, up to their ears and debt, and they're ready to walk away from homes. And I had a seller call me last week and say, you know, I just cannot make another mortgage payment. We've had this house on the market for on and off for 2 years, and what can we do? I'm not going to make another payment. So, you know, people are fed up and ready to walk away from their homes because of it.
So when you say walk away, this person would basically just have to give it up to foreclosure?
Just give it up to foreclosure. And so I think what, you know, only thing we're doing now is we're kind of backpedaling, and we're trying to find alternatives where banks are having to work, and they should work with homeowners to try and keep them in their homes. But mostly people feel helpless. They want to just give it back to the bank in lieu of or something of the sort, and it just doesn't make any sense that, you know, they continue to own these homes. So there's a feeling of hopelessness. After that point, people are feeling displaced. So
Danielle, let me ask you this. What about you? I mean, you know, it can't be easy for you emotionally or financially to be in this kind of a real estate market, working in this market. How do you keep yourself going?
You know, I feel like there's a social worker side of me when I'm helping sellers try and, you know, salvage their lives, salvage their homes, salvage their credit. I think that's the part of me that kind of keeps me in the business. I can offer my resources and information, and because I feel like it's part of my duty, but it's really hard for me to, you know, stay encouraged. I have, you know, try and continue to earn a living for myself and then also, you know, service my community, service my customers. So it has been a really tough state in the business, and people all over the place are frustrated, professionals, homeowners, and otherwise.
Any advice for someone who's in a position like your client?
I think any advice for any position, don't give up. Try and work with your bank. Contact your local legal aid office. Cleveland has a place called First Call for Help. It's call 211, and that's a program through United Way. You can call and get resources and have someone kind of advocate for you. It is to your best interest to protect your investment and to try and stay in your home. I think my best advice, too, is definitely don't give up. Contact a local realtor and your professionals and you know, try and negotiate terms that will help you maintain until things turn around.
Well, Danielle, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Danielle Lumpkin is a realtor and project manager with Progressive Urban Real Estate. She spoke with us from her office in Cleveland, and we should say that Keith Reed joined us from WGUC in Cincinnati. Next on News and Notes, if the White House gave you $600 to stimulate the economy, what would you do with it? We'll see that on our Bloggers Roundtable next.